We have a GMA exclusive with former First Lady Laura Bush. We caught up with Mrs. Bush in her new hometown of Dallas, Texas, for a look at life 5 months after leaving the White House. We talked about a whole host of issues, including her new mission and the latest comments from the former vice president about the current administration, while her husband has chosen to remain silent. He does not want to speak about the current administration. He didn't appreciate that. He didn't want that when he was in office because he understands how difficult it is. But others have been extremely vocal. His vice president.
Are you trying to name one?
No, his vice president, Dick Cheney, has been extremely vocal and in criticizing the current administration. Do you agree at all with what he's saying or how he's going about it?
Well, I mean, I think that's his right as a citizen of the U.S. And I think he also feels obligated. And so, I understand why he wants to speak out. On the other hand, George feels like, as a former president, that he owes President Obama his silence on issues and that there's no reason to second-guess any decisions that he makes. And you're right, George is very gracious, and that's one of the reasons I love him so much. And I think people are seeing that about him.
You both are proud Republicans. You have done a lot of great work for your party. There's been a lot of infighting, as you know. Do you all ever discuss what's going on? You all
we do a lot. We talk about it a lot, and we look at it in sort of the long historical view, not that long of a view, I guess. It comes and goes in cycles, as everybody knows. You'll have an election where a whole lot of one party wins, and then a couple of years terms later, you'll have another election where everybody else on the other side wins. So that's what I think this is. I think it's just a very typical political cycle, and we'll see what happens at the midterms.
But what about the infighting within the party, though?
Well, I think that's also probably not that bad. It's like creative tension within a party for people to talk about what it is how they want to be represented, and that's one of the great things about the United States of America, and that is we can discuss every side of an issue. And I think that's important.
A lot of people were pleased with President Obama in that all of his nominees that he was considering for the Supreme Court were women. All of his top candidates were women. And with Sonia Sotomayor, people were very excited, of course, in the Hispanic
community as well.
What were your thoughts when you saw that?
I think she sounds like a very interesting and good nominee. As a woman, I'm proud that there might be another woman on the court, and so we'll see what happens. But I wish her well.